Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 23rd of January. And here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Xerox plans to nominate as many as 11 members to HP's board, according to the Wall Street Journal. Xerox recently acquired a small stake in HP, allowing it to put forward nominations, follows Xerox's $33 billion hostile takeover. HP has refused the bid, saying the offer is too low, while also questioning Xerox's financial stability. UK telco Vodafone exits the Libra Association. The company says it believes it can better serve underbanked populations via its own offerings. Vodafone was one of the 28 founding members of Libra Association, which plans to launch the Facebook-incubated Libra cryptocurrency later this year. The body now counts 20 members after Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, and others also stepped away. Apple will launch a successor to the iPhone SE as soon as March, according to Bloomberg sources. The device will be modeled on the iPhone 8 with a 4.7-inch display, but feature an A13 Bionic chip, the same as iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro. Pricing is still unknown, but the report notes iPhone 8 currently starts at $450. Tech giant Huawei and South Korean sunglasses brand Gentle Monster have collaborated to create smart sunglasses. The sunglasses connect to a smartphone via Bluetooth and can stream music, answer calls, and utilize a voice assistant. The glasses charge inside their case and have 21 hours of battery life. The Bank of England will examine how Britain could adopt a Bitcoin-style digital currency as part of a global group of central banks that have joined together to examine the possible pitfalls of relying on electronic money. Bank officials will meet with the Bank of Japan, the European Central Bank, the Bank of Canada, the Swiss National Bank and the Bank for International Settlements to pool research and experiences of the potential for a central bank digital currency. Xerox plans to nominate as many as 11 members to HP's board, according to the Wall Street Journal. Xerox recently acquired a small stake in HP, allowing it to put forward nominations, follows Xerox's $33 billion hostile takeover. HP has refused the bid, saying the offer is too low, while also questioning Xerox's financial stability. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.